This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's bring in another man who is, of course, the man for the job. I'm talking about Nick Costas, who joins us each and every week here on the BetQL Network, host of You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley. And Nick, before we get into some NFL playoff questions, I have to get your take on Joe Judge, because as I said last time you joined us, I love your takes. I love watching your tweets on Joe Judge. And I'm glad they finally gave him the boot, because for a second there, it looked like he was going to stay.
Yeah, great. Good to be on with you guys, first off. Obviously, like, you kind of feel bad for the human being, and, like, yeah, guy's got a family, could be a nice guy, like, a good dad, et cetera, a good husband. So, like, that part of it always stinks. But, yeah, as a head coach, the guy was, I think, like, grossly unqualified, pretty incompetent. It's pretty brutal. So just from that perspective, he was terrible. Like, he had to go. It's a great day for the Giants, because not only do they get rid of Joe Judge, but Gettleman obviously retires or whatever. Maybe the worst GM in modern history. I actually think he needs to be getting more heat than Judge does. And it's like they allowed Gettleman to escape out the back door while Judge got all the heat the last couple days. Gettleman's by far the worst defender here. I'll just say, you know, because I know we'll get to the games that really mattered this weekend. But the people that will make excuses for Judge, like, oh, well, the team wasn't very good and Gettleman sunk. Like, okay. Also, he's one of the worst in-game coaches I've ever seen in 30 years of watching the NFL. Like, a better roster is not going to help him, like, better manage the clock. Or better manage, like, when to go for it or when to kick. He was the worst, and I think he would have continued to be the worst. So, look, I feel bad for him. I mean, obviously he got crushed by Giants fans, including me, with this season. So, hopefully his career rebounds. He's a young guy, and hopefully he gets more opportunities and he learns from it. But, yeah, as a Giants fan, I'm pretty happy. I thought he was terrible. Had to go.
Yeah, I feel like the Giants had no choice because he had become the laughingstock of social media after calling the quarterback sneak on his own goal line. Like, Aaron Rodgers, an active NFL quarterback, went on the Pat McAfee show and was roasting Joe Judge. Like, I had never seen anything like that in my life, but I will shed a single tear because I no longer can bet against the Giants. So let's look
ahead. Yeah, it was good. It was good. And last year, like, we bet on them, and they covered as big underdogs in a lot of games. And this year, we bet against them a lot, and it was really good. So, yeah, I guess from the betting perspective, it kind of stinks to lose Joe Judge.
So now we don't have any teams like that left because it's the NFL playoffs, even though you might make a case for the Steelers being a particularly bad team. But what game on the board immediately drew your attention when it came to the first round of the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I bet the Raiders, like, immediately. I think, like, those numbers are, like, basically all gone now. Like, I see 5 right now at our You Better You Bet show sponsor, Bet Rivers. I don't know that I would bet it there, but, I mean, I bet it couple times at 6.5. So, like, I liked that. I also liked it at 6. At 5, maybe I actually still like the Raiders a little bit. I think, like, we're getting pretty close to I think the number should be in, like, the dead zone, right? Like, 3.5 to 5.5 for the Bengals to be favored. So, I don't know. Like, I still would probably only bet the Raiders. Like, intuitively, I feel like the Raiders are live in the game. But, I mean, look, you want to get 6 with the extra point being moved back a couple years ago. Is now, like, along with 3 and 7, like, not as key as those two numbers, but pretty key number. Like, you'd like to get 6. So I bet the Raiders. I think that was the one when I saw the spreads for this weekend, like, stood out to me the most. And I feel like a lot of people agree. I feel like I've seen that a lot of places. Like, and that was, like, not something where on Friday everyone's like, oh, like, we all love the Raiders. Like, I think everyone looked at the board and was like, not everybody, but everyone collectively was like, okay, like, this feels like it's a little too high for Zach Taylor and the Bengals to be favored by in their first ever playoff game. So Raiders was my favorite bet. I still like some more, but Raiders was the best one, I thought.
We're talking to Nick Costas, co-host of You Better Your Bet, weekdays from 3 to 7 in the East, the man who built the Wagertainment brand. Nick, I asked this to Mark Herzlick earlier, and we discussed it as well, but which team in this wild card round do you think has the best chance to pull an upset here?
Best chance to pull an upset. I mean, I guess you could say, like, San Francisco, right, since it's the smallest spread. I like Dallas a lot in the game. I guess it would probably be the Raiders, honestly. I give the Patriots a chance to win. I don't think they're going to, but I give the Patriots a chance to win. I think Arizona could win against the Rams. I get the Steelers have no chance, but they could cover. We could talk about that game. I would never bet Kansas City. So that's, like, Steelers or nothing for me, which is a terrible decision to have to make. The Niners are in the smallest spread game at 3, but, like, I really like Dallas at that number. I feel like that number should be higher than 3. So I guess I'll say the Raiders, actually. I think the Raiders are the underdog with the best chance to win outright.
All right, so looking at some of the other games and across our BetQL network, I feel like we're going to have some very strong opinions on this one. Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, the Eagles getting 8.5 points here, and I already know that Joe G is probably on the Eagles. And I tend to think it maybe is too many points because if you remember this game during the regular season, I think Tampa Bay was favored by 6.5, and the Eagles looked absolutely terrible but somehow managed to cover that spread. It's an Eagles team that's entering the postseason with a little momentum. Like, I'm aware they didn't win their final regular season game, but they didn't play any of their starters. So your take on Eagles and Bucks at 8.5.
Also, so we bet that game collectively as a show. Ken had the Bucks. I had the over. And on that final play of the game where the Bucks got that first down but didn't score a touchdown and the game went to the two-minute warning, the game went under and Tampa won by 6 and we both lost. So that was not a fun Thursday night game. Hopefully we can have a better experience betting this one. I think I want to bet the Eagles, but I don't want to bet this number. I think I want to bet Philly, but I think I want 10. And look, we don't always get what we want. So I may end up just like teasing Tampa in this game if they stay in the teaser range. We actually talked about this on Monday. Like, do you have to put Tampa teasers in now? So I did. So I've got some teasers locked in with Tampa. I have a Tampa-Kansas City teaser. The Kansas City down under 7, minus 6.5. So I don't think that I would bet Tampa at these numbers. See, it's really interesting. It depends on like kind of how you, like the person listening or like how you two personally, how you handicap games. I feel like I understand kind of why the number is what it is, but I also simultaneously feel like it's too high. But you look at the on-field handicap, and I think it very much favors Tampa. Like, I don't know that there's a strong on-field case to be made for Philly. I think the Philly case is the number should be like 7, and it's 8.5 or 9, so I want to bet the Eagles. I think it's really tough. So as far as just betting like straight up the side of the game, I'm going to wait and see if I can get a 10 with Philadelphia, and that I would consider pulling the trigger there. I actually think that's the game out of all of them this weekend that I have the least interest in betting. I will still bet it, but I just have the least interest in it.
Nick, I want to go back to something you said regarding the Steelers and the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are laying a huge number, minus 12.5 at Arrowhead. But if you like the Steelers, what is it about them that makes you think they can keep it within the number? Because their offense, it's really, really difficult to watch.
Yeah, I think the number's too high. I think that's literally it.
Yeah.
These two teams played, what, like two, 3 weeks ago? I bet the Steelers in that game. That was, you know, at least it was over quickly. We didn't have to, it wasn't agonizing until the very end of the game. But I think, and I'll speak for Ken and like other guests that came on our show, I think like we all kind of thought like the number in that game should be like 8 or 8.5, and the number was 10. So we bet Pittsburgh. They lost by 26, so we were wrong. And now the number is 12.5. And I don't know. Like, I'm not pounding the table and being like, love the Steelers. I've got this huge edge that I feel like is going to prove to be a winning bet coming up on Sunday night. 12.5, I'm not interested in. 13, I think I start to become interested in Pittsburgh. Like, if I get 13 with the Steelers, it's not that I'm definitely going to bet Pittsburgh. It's that, like, I just don't think I can bet Kansas City at these numbers. Like, I think you are paying the ultimate Kansas City tax. And I think, like, if people are going to bet the Chiefs, which, yep. And it's fine if people do, like, they just won by 26 against Pittsburgh. I'm not saying it's a bad bet at all. They could obviously win and cover. I just think you have to acknowledge that because I think people will come on in, like, the content space and, like, make a case for one team and be like, oh, well, this team's, like, undervalued, and then bet another team and be like, well, the other team stinks. It's like, oh, well, okay. But, like, the you are betting an inflated number. Like, you are paying the tax from the Chiefs killing them a couple of weeks ago to bet them. Doesn't mean they can't win. It's just like that is a thing, though. Like, you are betting an inflated number. So yeah, I think I may end up betting Pittsburgh, and I would hate myself, and I'm not necessarily recommending others do it. But I feel like for me, that's a bet that I would probably make.
So we talk about narratives when betting on the playoffs, and the narrative that I keep hearing is not betting on coaches that have never coached in the playoffs and quarterbacks who have never played a game in the playoffs. Like, do you believe that to be an actual narrative and something that would take you off betting on teams like Zach Taylor and the Bengals, Cliff Kingsbury and the Cardinals? Do you think it's an actual thing?
Well, I don't think it's like a narrative. Like, I think it is an actual thing. It's kind of been like proven out. Like, it's more so, I think, quarterbacks in their first playoff start is the thing. But like, it all depends on like what the number is, obviously. So if like the Bengals were -2, like I would bet the Bengals, like even though it's Joe Burrow's first start. Like, they were -6.5. It's like, okay, I can't bet them there. So I think with all these things, like, it all depends on, like, what I think people like in this space get very into, like, can't do something because of this. Well, it's like, you know, what if the game were a pick 'em? Like, then would you bet the Bengals? Because even though it's Joe Burrow's first start, or if, like, it were Rams minus 10, would you bet Arizona even though it's Kyler Murray's first playoff start? Like, I'm sure you would. So yeah, no, I do think there's something to that and, like, something to be taken into account when you handicap a game. But I don't think it's, like, the be all end all. Like, I try to avoid absolutes in the space in general. It's like Star Wars, only a Sith deals in absolutes. I'm more of a Jedi myself. But since you mentioned, I gave my take on the Raiders Bengals game, but Arizona and the Rams on Monday night. I like Arizona. I bet 4.5 the other day. It's 4 right now. I'd like to bet 4.5 if it comes back again. These are two. I'm trying to think of, like, a word that I can say that's appropriate for radio, but still get across the point I want to get across. How about wussy with a W? Like, two wuss head coaches in Sean McVay and Cliff Kingsbury who are dying to make terrible in-game decisions, who are dying to punt on 4th and short, dying to kick field goals on 4th and goal from the 2. These guys are dying to coach conservatively. Like, I dislike watching both of them coach games. Now, McVay is obviously, like, a stellar offensive mind and a great play caller, so it's not like he's a terrible head coach overall. I feel like Kingsbury, I always say, looks like Ryan Gosling has oatmeal for brains. I'm not a huge fan of his. Like, I acknowledge that McVay is a really good offensive coach. If the spread's going to be 4 in the game, like, first off, like, you are betting, like, the Ram tax if you're going to bet against Arizona in that game. Something to keep in mind. Arizona played the Rams, like, what, like, 6 weeks ago? This is the game when Brian Griese was, like, calling, basically begging the Cardinals to kick a field goal at the end of the game on Monday night. Arizona closed 3 in that game, -3 at home. Now, that's the game where Jalen Ramsey goes on the COVID list, like, an hour before the game starts. So it was going to be 2 or 2.5. It closes 3. Let's say it's 2. Arizona -2. Like, that's what the closing number actually should have been. Like, now we are flipping all the way, like, accounting for home field, to Rams -4. Like, okay, if someone wants to make the case that Arizona is this bad and, like, the rating has dropped this much from that point to this point, like, okay, like, I know they lost to Detroit. Like, they've had some rough games. Like, I understand. I kind of feel like it's too much. And in a game with 2 conservative head coaches, I'll take the points. I'll take Arizona. 4.5 is my buy point for the Cardinals. So I'll bet on Kyler Murray in his first playoff start, but I have to have a certain number to do it.
I love it. Instead of weak or soft or even meek, you went wussy with a description for Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, weak isn't really right, because, like, weak could mean different things. Wuss means, like, he's a scaredy cat.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.